Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, November 25th, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on the ECSE on Friday, November 22nd, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 12 securities, of which 2 advanced, 7 declined, and 3 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 83,790 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $2,545,142.07. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader with 32,313 shares, changing hands for a value of $71,088.60, followed by National Enterprises Limited with a volume of 17,026 shares, being traded for $98,005.76. Republic Financial Holdings Limited contributed 16,000 shares with a value of $2,080,000, while Grace Kennedy Limited added 8,454 shares, valued at $29,087.41. Republic Financial Holdings Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing $4.39 to end the day at $130. Conversely, Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 74 cents to close at $21.34. On the mutual fund market, 4,636 shares changed hands for a value of $109,099.36. Clico Investment Fund was the most active security with a volume of 4,236 shares, valued at $102,765.36. Clico Investment Fund remained at $24.26. Calypso Macro Index Fund declined by 6 cents to end at $15.84. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited suspended remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $6.80. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaican Stock Exchange in Friday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index declined by 478.93 points to close at 501,326.97. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index declined by 528.54 points to close at 550,491.91. The JSE Select Index declined by 31.53 points to close at 13,003.45. The JSE Cross-Listed Index closed at 100.16. The JSE Financial Index declined by 0.19 points to close at 136.36. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index advanced by 0.14 points to close at 96.47. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 35 stocks, of which 18 advanced, 10 declined, and 7 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 16,239,630 units, valued at over $138,772,724.41. Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial was the volume leader with 8,041,664 units, followed by Wigton Windfarm Limited Ordinary Shares with 4,270,077 units, and QWI Investments Limited with 919,163 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, 1 declined and 2 traded firm as 7,283 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $24,306.36. Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited was the volume leader with 4,000 283 at a high of $9.92, a low of $9.92, before closing at $9.92. They were followed by Cave Shepherd and Company Limited and First Caribbean International Bank, which traded 2,000 and 1,000 shares, respectively. Today's financial tip, what is working capital? The capital of a business which is used in its day-to-day trading operations, calculated as the current assets minus the current liabilities, also called net current assets. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.